rock and roll, shoot the pain, the memories they feel every night. You've been looking for some drunk, incoherent, infuriating nonsense to fill the days with, then you're at the right place. This is No Regrets, the world's worst podcast by the world's worst musician, me, Smell, from the world's worst rock and roll band, Segregates. It's enough to make you fucking sick. Welcome to episode 10 of the No Regrets podcast. I'm still Smell. I'm still drunk. That was The Ruts, something that I said, taken from the Crack album, which is a fucking masterpiece. I've got a picture disc copy of it. Wicked cover as well, wicked artwork on the front there. We've got John Rotten, Jimmy Percy, Charlie Watts, Rat Scabies. I think John Peel as well. I think
I think Henry Rollins has got the actual artwork hung up at his house now. Anyway, next up, from Leeds, Abrasive Wheels. Danger, danger. Danger, Abrasive Wheels, taken from the 1982 classic When the Punks Go Marching In on Riot City Records. Wicked band, of course. Yorkshire lads, proper. The drummer appeared at our table in the pub on my birthday last year, out of nowhere. Yeah, it was rather odd, but yeah, it was all right. It was pretty cool. Anyway, next up, something a bit different. This is Mean Jeans with Ready to Rip.
We'll be right back.
Mean Jeans, Ready to Rip. That's taken from the, Mean Jeans on Mars album on Taken by Surprise Records. I don't know a great deal about Mean Jeans, but I like them. They're, you know, like Ramones, kind of Dickies, poppy, but catchy sort of stuff. The old Segregates drummer Bilo got me into them. So, yeah, do yourself a favour. Go check them out. Next up, Rainbow, Starstruck. Starstruck, Rainbow, taken from what Dicko says is the greatest album of all time, Rainbow Rising, the late great Ronnie Dio there. And, of course, Richie Blackmore. And we're going to have a bit more Richie Blackmore right now. Strap yourself in for this. It's a hell of a trip. This is Deep Purple with The Mule, taken from the Made in Japan album. Let it roll.
Yeah, everything up here, please. And a bit more monitor if you got it. Yeah, can you have everything louder than everything else? Right.
Thank you.
Mule, Deep Purple, taken from the 1972 album Made in Japan. I think Mickey D always cites Ian Paice as one of his main influences, and you can certainly tell in that massive drum solo there. There's bits, you know what I mean? There's certain flavours that come out in the Mickey D drum solos that he used to do famously with Motorhead. And another Motorhead little link there. You notice at the beginning, everything louder than everything else. And let me say that this is, this is 1972. This is before Motorhead was even a thought. So, there we have it. That's the origins of it, of the famous thing that's on the back of many, many Motorhead shirts, patches, things like that. It became synonymous with Motorhead. But I believe that's where it came from. To keep on with this little Motorhead tangent, next up, we've got Lord Acksmith, Mr. Philip Campbell, from his solo album, Old Lion Still Roar. This is Faith in Fire.
Thank you.
All right, Phil Campbell there. That was Faith in Fire, taken from Auld Lang Syne Roar on Nuclear Blast Records. If you ain't got it, go fucking get it. Stop wasting your fucking time. That track there features Brother Tim Atkinson from Leader of Down, Ben Ward from Orange Goblin, and Robin Griffith on drums, which I think, I can't remember which son it was. It's one of Phil's son's girlfriends or something, I think, what Tim said. If you haven't listened to the Tim Atkinson Leader of Down special episode we did, I advise you to go and listen to it because he's got some great tales. And also, you know, last night I did a little chat with Tommy from the Anti-Nowhere League, which, you know, some entertaining stuff in there. And last week we had Harley Flanagan, you know, from Cro-Mags, and Yuma from Death Mace. So go back and listen to those episodes. It's because it's better to have, you know, a real musician telling you stuff rather than me, the drunken idiot, just playing records and being a dickhead. Anyway, from Phil Campbell solo to Phil Campbell with Motorhead, this is Brave New World. Let's have it.
Evil, filthy porn, be Christian and God will set you free. Being born.
Brave New World, Motorhead, taken from the unappreciated album Hammered. No fuckers ever going about that album, but it's great. The production maybe not so great, but that's Lemmy at the peak of his lyrical ability with that song. Quite fitting in the weird times we're in. And next we've got some Scottish Maniacs, The Exploited, Disorder.
Disorder, who gives a fuck? Wait a minute!
Exploited, Disorder, taken from the Troops of Tomorrow album on Secret Records. I think this was 1982. Watty there, of course, the invincible fucking leader of Chaos. He's had about fucking 100 heart attacks. And he's still alive, and he's still fucking, he's still kicking the shit out of stuff. I got knocked out once at a Exploited gig in Sheffield many years ago. Some cunt, I don't know, come up behind me in the pit and fucking, apparently he was stood at the side. He wasn't involved in the pit whatsoever, and he fucking singled me out and came up behind me and fucking cracked me in the back of the head. And I got up and smacked a guy that was next to me that had nought to do with it. So he fucking hit me. And then the guy hit me again. I still didn't know where he was. And, yeah, knocked the fuck out. Yeah, Chaos, Disorder. Next up, we got some bit weird from Discharge. This is Grave New World.
Yeah.
Grave New World by Discharge, taken from the Grave New World album. That's a repress on Let Them Eat Vinyl. I'm not sure what the fuck Cal was doing there. Perhaps he had his testicles caught in something. I ain't sure. But next, this is the Meteors with Spinebender.
Children of the bell, take heed. Can the wings of the winds hear your voices of wonder? O you, the great spawn of the worms of the earth, whom the hellfire frames in the depths of my jaws, whom I have prepared as cups for a wedding or as flowers regaling the chambers of lust, bring on the Spinebender.
Meteors there, Spinebender, taken from the album The Mutant Monkey and the Surfers from Zorch on Anagram Records, the Kings of Psychobilly. I've seen them once, and yeah, the Wrecking Crew and all that down the front, going fucking berserk. I like it a lot. Next up, we're taking it back to one of the best. This is Lead Belly, and there is a man going round taking names.
Has a man gone round taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? He taken my father's name and he left my heart in vain. Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? He taken my mother's name and he left my heart in vain. Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? Has a man gone around taking names? He taken my sister's name and he left my heart in vain. Has a man gone around taking names? Now the man gone around taking names. Now the man gone around taking names. He taken my brother's name and he left my heart in vain. Now the man gone around taking names.
All right, Lead Belly. There's a man going around taking names, taken from the Lead Belly 20 Blues Greats collection. It's part of the Deja Vu series of records. I've no fucking idea anything about this record, but that's Lead Belly and one of the great originators. And he's a band that, with no doubt, took stuff from Lead Belly. This is the fucking Stones. Commit a Crime.
Yeah.
All right, the Stones with Commit a Crime, taken from the Blue and Lonesome album. Possibly the last ever fucking Stones album, unless, you know, Jagger and Richards. They're supposedly, you know, writing. I mean, this record, the Blue and Lonesome album, was recorded in a studio while they were trying to record a new Stones record. And just to get a bit of flavour and get a bit of, get a bit of attitude going, that, you know, they started fucking around with these blues songs, and this record came out of it, and it's probably, it's one of the fucking best Stones records there is. You know, it's raw, and it's played with passion, you can tell. But anyway, from one bunch of legends to our next, this is Stray Cats, and When Nothing's Going Wrong.
Right.
Oh, fuck. When Nothing's Going Right. Yeah, that's what it is. Let it roll. Stray Cats with fucking forgot it already. When Nothing's Going Right, taken from the album called 40, released on their 40th anniversary. Got the chance to see them last year. Fucking incredible. They're all, you know, they're the best at what they do. You want rockabilly, you want rock and roll, you see the Stray Cats. I advise you to purchase that album. It's on Surf Dog Records, I think, and Cargo Records. And it's, yeah, it's fucking brilliant. They ain't lost it. Next up, we're going to take you down a little weird lane. This is Sleaford Mods, Job Seeker.
Fuck all! Supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here. Anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up. Fuck off, I'm going home, job seeker. Job seeker. So Mr. Williamson, what have you done in order to find gainful employment since your last signing on date? Fuck all! I sat around the house wanking, and I want to know why you don't serve coffee here. My signing on time's supposed to be 10 past 11. It's now 12 o'clock, and some of you strange bastards need executing. Mr. Williamson, your employment history looks quite impressive. I'm looking at 3 managerial positions you previously held with quite reputable companies. Isn't this something you'd like to go back to? Nah, I just end up fucking robbing the place. You got a till full of 20s looking at your day? Well, I'm either gonna fucking bank it, I've got drugs to take, and a mind to break. Job seeker, can a strongbow, I'm a mess. Desperately clutching on to a lifelong depression. Supplied to me by the NHS. It's anyone's guess how I got here. Anyone's guess how I'll go. I suck on a roll up, pull your jeans up. Fuck off, I'm going home, job seeker. 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 Job seeker.
Job Seeker, Sleaford Mods, taken from the Chubbed Up LP, like a compilation of various fucking, I don't know what it is, singles and unreleased stuff, I don't know. They've got a new Greatest Hits coming out, I can't remember what it's called, so find out for yourself. Right, we're coming to the end of the show now. This next one is rancid, and everybody's suffering. Can't fucking remember anything these days.
Let it roll. Rancid, everybody's suffering, taken from the Honor Is All We Know album, obviously on Hellcat Records, and obviously you can, those among you with any knowledge of music can tell that that's taken directly from the fucking selector. But yeah, a wicked tune anyway. Rancid, fucking wicked band. And we come to the end of this episode, the 10th anniversary of the No Regrets podcast. We probably won't make it to 20 because I reckon I'll be dead. As always, we leave you with something from my shit musical discography. And this is when I did guest vocal on a tune that I wrote for The Vexed. This is Poison by The Vexed. And stay safe, stay drunk, and yeah, get fucked.
You're not telling the truth. Really, I'm in the sand like they do. Snake in a grass when it rivers and lies. People like you are dislikes.
You're not scary.
Present your lies.
You're not scary.
So open your eyes.
You're not scary.
Present your lies.
You're not scary.
So open your eyes.
You don't get me.
So open your eyes.
You don't get me.
I'm gonna take your lies.
You don't get me.
So open your eyes. Motherfucking shit. I hate your teeth. You're the religion thing. Have a go with me. You're a fucking pussy. We can all see some for your head out your ass. It's not a jealousy.
You don't get me.
I'm gonna take your lies.
You don't get me.
So open your eyes.
You don't get me.
I'm gonna take your lies.
You don't get me.
So open your eyes.
Arise!